آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all. Allah accept us for His deen. What a deen Allah has given us. Subhanallah. But sadly, the forces of batil do not want the truth to reach out there. They want to portray a false image to our deen. Subhanallah. They lie. They fabricate false information. And if something happens, they actually attribute it. Something happened by a few, but they attribute it to the majority. This is specifically when it comes to Islam. This is the agenda that's out there. Subhanallah. Then they falsely claim, they lie openly. And they say that, oh, that's in the Quran. The Quran portrays, the scripture portrays pedophilia. What lies? No proof. Just lies to mislead humanity. Subhanallah. But this is not something new. This goes back in the time of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many people would come into Makkah Mukarramah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would politely welcome them. He would see to their needs. He would assist them. And they would be amazed that he is the one that we were warned about. He is the one that we were foretold about. He is the one that we were cautioned about. But sublime character, such approachability, such politeness, such timidness, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what portrayed the deen to humanity. So many changed through his character. Rifa'ah and Mu'adh radiallahu anhuma, when he greeted them with his smile, they actually asked him, are you the one they warned us about? In the hadith of Sunan Abi Dawood and Sunan Ibn Majah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and some youngsters were mimicking, were mocking the adhan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for them, but they were petrified of presenting themselves before him, and they actually said, the narrator, Aws Abu Mahdura radiallahu anhu, who wasn't a Muslim at the time, he says, we detested him for what we heard about him. But after interacting with him, they realized that what they heard was lies. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dealings, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honesty, integrity, akhlaq, is what corrected the perception of people. The way he dealt with them. How Abu Sufyan, who had interaction with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw the truth even in front of the emperor of Rome, he had to speak the truth. And subhanallah, in time, Allah gave him hidayah. Those who tried to harm the sahaba radiallahu anhum, subhanallah, in time, they became the khadims of Allah's deen. They became the great sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They became those who took Allah's deen to the four corners of the world. Just the other day, I'm in a queue in one of the areas, and it was a stationery store, and a long queue, and in that queue we were standing, we were in one of the passages of the store, and it was full of books. So I got speaking to the people, and I had my literature. Quite a few people took the booklets, and there was one man who we got conversing with, and I said to him, sir, do you notice that there's so many Bibles in these shelves? He says, yes, no, that's apparent. So I said to him, the fastest growing religion, spreading religion in the world is Islam. Do you know that you will not find one copy of the Quran, no translation of the Quran here? And I explained to him the reason. And he was amazed. He says, you know, what you're saying makes sense. They are hiding something. So I said, that's what it is. The Satanism and the effort of Satan doesn't want the truth to come out to the world. So many a time when I offer literature to people, most people accept, especially after Ikram. And even others, just talking to them politely. Others actually follow you to your car to say, please, you gave the others, I also want to know. But there are some who are reluctant. So then we say to them, that the reason I'm sharing this with you, is the world is lying about people like me. The media is lying to you. I want you to do your own research. I can't force you to be Muslim, but look into it for yourself. And when you explain this to people, actually they start thinking. On a flight a few weeks ago, a similar incident happened. This person is saying, this lawyer says, you know, it makes so much of sense to me. I can see they're playing with the algorithms. A non-Muslim intellectual said that. So yes, as Muslims we have to improve ourselves, but also very, very importantly, as we improve ourselves, we have to show the world the truth through our character, through our dealings, and through talking to people, discussing with them, explaining to them, discussing what we learn from the ulama, what we learned from the Quran and the Sunnah. We have to learn, we have to share. Portray the beauty of deen. Express the deen in our character and in our interactions and in our dealings with people. And not only through interaction, we have to discuss with people, explain to them that the force of Satan doesn't want the truth to come out there. Look at them, the way they perpetrate so much of wrong. For example, in this case that's happening now, pedophilia. 88% in Britain is the white community, but they won't attribute it to Christianity. But here, a small percentage of one community who are a fraction of the Muslim community, but they will attribute such a despicable perpetration to Islam. Subhanallah, look at the agenda. And they will go all out of their way. There, one politician refuses politely to touch the hand of a strange woman in a polite manner. That's the beautiful teachings of Islam. I'll never forget, we were in Palestine in the Jamaat, and I got some years ago, and I got speaking to a local South African Jewish individual. So in that, I got speaking to him, and he mentioned to me he's from Cape Town, and I told him about the Quran and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And in that, he wanted me to greet his daughter. So I explained to him why I can't stretch out my hand. You know, the man smiled and said, you know, our religion advocates the same. The only thing is, we don't practice it. So, subhanallah. But they will not look at the previous regime and the tyranny and the aggression and the oppression towards women. Here, a man is showing respect to another man's wife, another man's daughter, another man's sister. So beautifully, there was this Jamaat returning from Britain some years ago. At the airport, they went one side to perform their salah, adhan, salah. You know, adhan, wherever we go, such a beautiful gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi writes that one of the prominent elite Hindus in India approached him and said, Maulana Sahab, why is it that in your adhan, you'll only praise the ruler Akbar? What about all the other Mughal rulers and sultans of India? What about them? Meaning, Maulana was actually hurt and reminiscing about the fact that they don't even know the meaning of the adhan. This beauty of the adhan, expressing the anthem of Islam, the slogan of the kalima, the slogan of faith, the greatness of Allah, reciting the adhan, explaining to people the meaning of the adhan, portraying Islam to them. This is something very, very pertinent. And another reason why a lot of people from the other faith would perpetrate such crimes like pedophilia and so forth, Allah Ta'ala save us, is because sadly their books are filled with it. Allahu Akbar. The Bible, obviously, it has been distorted. That's why it doesn't leave any of the Anbiya alayhi salam, except that it attributes lies and fabricates lies to the Anbiya alayhi salam. Fabricates lies against the Anbiya alayhi salam. The Bible doesn't leave Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Doesn't leave Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Doesn't leave Hazrat Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, what it portrays, the lies and the false allegations against Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, na'udhu billah, false allegations, obviously. We discussed a series on this not long ago. You can request it. It is recorded in the system about what the lies of the previous scriptures against the Anbiya alayhim salam and how the Quran Kareem defends them. The lies against Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, seeing another man's wife, getting her forcefully brought to him, and him sleeping with her, and his child comes from there, and so forth. All these are lies. And then he gets the man, whose husband who he slept with, he gets that man killed. This is in the scriptures. The book, what it lies against, Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. What it says about Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. And how the Quran al-Kareem defends the Anbiya alayhimu min Allahi as-salawatu wa taslimat. So probably when they're reading these scriptures, sadly, it's having a negative impact. They have to make far-fetched interpretations that people did these wrongs and Almighty God is so forgiving. So then people also then justify the wrongs they are doing. And then more so when they believe that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam died for all their sins. When Hazrat Isa alayhi salam himself in Mark 12:29 said, when he was asked, what do I do to attain eternal life? He said, uphold the commandments of God. Obey Allah. Uphold Allah's commands. And then he said, he explained the commandments. And he said, hear, O Israel, the same commandment of Allah that was taught about all Anbiya, taught by all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. Clearly, and then explaining the commandments of Allah. Not to steal, not to commit adultery, and so forth, and so forth, and the rights of others. But all that is, according to them, abolished. That's not the teaching of Hazrat Isa alayhi wasalam. The Quran al-Kareem defends them. Interestingly, the Quran al-Kareem mentions about Hazrat Isa alayhi wasalam's kindness to his mother. Whereas the Bible portrays that he was harsh and cruel with his mother. So the Quran al-Kareem defends the image and the position and the station of the Anbiya alayhi wasalawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. So respected Ummah, you and I, with our akhlaq, with our interaction, with our explanations, we have to express the truth to people. We have to make ourselves available to them, and we have to intrigue their curiosity. Allahu Akbar. And then also, subhanAllah, there are so many signs of Qiyamah that we're seeing in front of us. There's a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that states that before judgment day, there'll be a huge fire in the east and a fire in the west. SubhanAllah, look at these fires that are taking place. This is just showing Allah's qudrah, Allah's power. This is reminders for all of us that we all have to make right with Allah. When Allah's command comes, you and I have no say. Allah alone is in control. And subhanAllah, our people in Gaza, the way they are suffering, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them. But they have this firm iman, and they are an inspiration to all of us. Allah make it easy for them. Allah preserve Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah preserve the Haramain, Sharifain. May Allah protect our deen. May Allah protect the ummah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, Allah is protecting our deen. What they did to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lies against him, how he, subhanAllah, with his akhlaq and with his beautiful explanation, express the truth to the world. You and I have to do the same. We have to fulfill this responsibility. People don't know. We have to make the truth available to them. Alhamdulillah. Let us try. Let us make dua. Let us talk. The little we know, let's share it. Alhamdulillah. And then we contact our ulama, sit with them, discuss with them, and learn more. And impart it to the people we know, the people we interact with, the people we transact with, the people we associate with, the people that we purchase from, sell to, all these sorts of people. Talk to them about the truth. Alhamdulillah, people are willing to listen, but the forces of batil are emphatically spreading their falsehood. And sadly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the liar will be believed before judgment day, and the truthful one will be belied. Shockingly, look at the agenda. A few weeks ago, an Islamophobe, a man who detests Islam, was an open Zionist. He crushed into a ceremony of people, you know, celebrating their Christmas, and immediately the media attributes such a deed to Islam. And afterwards, when they realize that they perpetrated a crime by lying and falsely accusing the Muslims, they actually cancel their platform and just start something else, just trying to camouflage the reality instead of apologizing. SubhanAllah, the agenda is clear. These all are signs of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, we have to make right. We are living near the times of Dajjal, the forerunning times prior to the arrival. This pertinent dua of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnati al-Masih al-Dajjal, wa na'udhu bika min fitnati al-Mahya wal-Mamat. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-Ma'thami wal-Maghram. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the fitna of Dajjal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wal quwwatu alayhi yawma idhin bil Qur'an al-Kareem. The Qur'an will be our strength and our power against the force of the fitna of Dajjal. Allah help us connect to Qur'an. Let us read the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and let us study, remember, Qur'an with the Sunnah Mubarakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the correct sources. Alhamdulillah, those who denounce and refute the Sunnah Mubarakah will not be able to pass the fitna of Dajjal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his ahadith explicitly explained to us the fitnas of Dajjal. Read some of these ahadith in the Riyadu Salihin towards the last few chapters, from, for example, hadith number 1806 onward. Read those ahadith. Do halaqa of ta'aleem in our homes also from those ahadith. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah help us. And Allah preserve our iman. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummihi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.